Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey there, my name's Adam. I play as Vaughns and Vaughns, cool. We all use the he, him pronouns. Our free little fox folk guys today are... One of them is actually wringing his tail out, and the... first one feels like he just needs to for some reason.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse is getting ready to go find her friends at the clinic, because apparently they're back, or some of them are.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We're both in, she, her pronouns, and Wealthy is offering Sidroa a little snack.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot, acrobat, tumbler, jester, I don't know what else, I'm just riffing. We all use he, him pronouns, and one of us is hurt, and one of us is going to find out what happened.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, our 200th episode is, due to the relentless march of time, coming up. So you should send us your questions, comments, anything you like, really, to letters at primaryattribute.com, or you can go to our website, primaryattribute.com, and use the Send Us a Rat link to go to a forum with a cute animated rat, which will carry your message right to us. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Last time on the main series, Cool Vaughns was in a sort of waterfall situation. Eventually, he found his way all the way down to the bottom of the waterfall, found FM, Frymeath, Lucky, and Steamboat Willie, and got across the river to them. They brought Lucky back to consciousness. And then they all carried Steamboat Willie out. They eventually found a way out to find, they found the city again, and they got Steamboat Willie and everyone else who was really quite intensely hurt to a clinic. Wealthy had a very different episode from any episode that anyone has ever had in this podcast so far. She woke up inside Sidroa, the ooze monster, who hasn't been there, informed her that her body was dead. But since she had made such good friends with Sidroa, Sidroa escaped and took her consciousness with them. So she found some guardians who said, well, we can help you, but you have to wait a few hours. And Wealthy said, I would not like to wait a few hours. Sidroa is hungry. I would like to give Sidroa something to eat. So she went to find Aristique in the prison in command so that Sidroa can eat Aristique, who is the one thing that has been found other than the fuck-off giant Shadow Knight, who Sidroa might actually be able to eat. And so that's where we cliffhangered that episode. Now, in between, we had a little fun side thing where Gex finally got an acting out of some of us. We all had a lot of fun with that episode, so you should really listen to it. It's not technically in continuity, but at the end, Jesse, Original Recipe Vaughns, and Grix all found out that some of our friends are in the clinic, and so that's where we went. And that was really the end of everything. Now you're up to speed.
Hell yeah. So we cut to Wealthy committing an act of premeditated murder.
Yay!
Damn right!
Just what she always wanted to do.
All right. So Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You're riding around in Sidroa. And you've decided to eat Aristique.
I'm not eating Aristique. Sidroa is eating Aristique. I am just facilitating Sidroa
Hey, girl. Right now, that is a distinction without a difference.
I merely stood aside and took no action to stop the murder officer.
Nope.
I led the murderer to the victim.
But I didn't kill the victim.
But I am not the one who was in charge at that point.
I was not holding the knife. I was merely holding the person. But all right. So, shockingly, Aristique, despite being a frail old elven woman of advanced years and...
Oh, God.
You know, I don't know where I was going with that. But basically, Aristique is not going to take being killed lying down. So, this will be a short combat. You are playing Wealthroa, as I wrote in my notes.
Okay.
And you get to fight with Aristique. So...
I hope I get killed a bitch.
And this is the kind of complex, multifaceted morality you can find here on Primary Attribute.
This, from the same person who we had an extended conversation about the Geneva Convention.
And Shad. Yep.
It's not a war crime when I do it, what he says.
It's not a war crime when the thing that's inhabiting my body tells me they're evil.
But all right. So, you did drop down on Aristique from above and took her by surprise. So, you do get to start with just you.
Okay.
So, basically you get a free round. Let's see. So, I need you to... Well, I need to finish rereading my rules I wrote for this. Good times. All right. Shockingly, the combat rules weren't made for this.
But I'm sure you could bastardize the grapple rules, can't you?
Guess what I did.
Yay.
Also, shout out to the alternative character sheet I had Aaron use for Aramith, because it has grapple AC and you just write it down. And that is the smartest thing anyone has ever done on a Castles and Crusades sheet.
Oh my god! Oh my god, I wish I had that.
Maybe someday, in our wildest dreams. So, anyway. The main thing that you are concerned about, I'm guessing, Wealthy, is you don't want Aristique to scream because you don't want help to come.
Nope.
So, you gotta move fast.
Move fast.
And so you're gonna be rolling a dexterity check.
All right.
You are going to be adding, let's see.
Well, I got a 19 on the die.
You succeed.
Yay!
Yeah, because your level is currently 10, so you would add that.
And yeah, my dex is plus 1.
I may have you're not using your current dex because this is not your body.
No, it's not.
All of your physical stats, at least for dexterity, roll it at plus 0.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. Those monsters are probably not the most dexterous things.
Okay. Your attacks are going to be rolled at plus 2.
Okay.
Oh, and you'll be adding 5 to physical rolls instead of your level of 10, because we're treating Sidra as level 5 for these kinds of things. But you move quickly, and with that plus 5, you get a total of 24. So even though... Wait, dex is a prime for you. So
dex is a prime for me.
Okay, so yeah, you definitely succeed. You and Sidra as one unit... ooze down over this woman's hair and across her face and seal over her face and what would look like a terrifying trash bag, you know, someone tries to inhale, except it's ooze, so it's worse. On the plus side, can't scream, so that's cool. All right. And then I need you to roll a strength check. Again, that'll be at a total of plus 5.
That's a 19.
Or, sorry, you're not rolling a strength check. I am dumb. On your die, you're going to be rolling an attack, so you're rolling a plus 2.
Okay, then that's a 16.
That hits. You have grappled Aristique.
Oh my god, I'm killing... I really do want to kill her, but oh my god.
You can't get weird about this now, Kelly. Come on.
Weird? No, I'm not getting weird.
Second thoughts are for people who are not closers.
Wealthy's getting on that Sigma grind set. No second thoughts.
Finds herself in a David Mamet play and having no idea why these people are yelling so many words at me.
But all right. So You successfully sealed yourself over Aristique's nose and mouth as this elegant old woman starts to suffocate. For people that haven't been here before, because it's been a while, Aristique is Aristine's grandmother. Aristique sucks.
Aristique literally murdered Aristine.
And Aristine... I have not forgiven her for it.
Yes.
Old money elf, very snooty, very racist.
Treated Grix like a literal lapdog at one point.
Which, you have to admit, Grix was eating that up.
I did.
Grix was into that, but it was not a great dynamic overall.
But it wasn't. I'm not going to chalk that up to being her fault.
I think Grix initiated that one as a way of manipulating her.
Yeah, I took advantage of that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's still fucked up. Don't get me wrong.
No, not good at all. But, like, you can't fully blame her for that.
You entrapped her.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you started to kill this person. It's great. New round. Shocking. You're just going to be going first because there's only two of you. So, because you have started with Aristique, suffering and covered in goo, I need you to roll damage. Roll 2d4 plus 4.
That's 11.
Okay. So Cedroa starts to squeeze as it continues to also spread over more of Aristique and stretch itself thin in order to seal over more of her. And then you get this nice tingly feeling.
Oh, God.
Because Cedroa does also start to, digest her.
Oh,
please,
Jesus.
Roll 1d6 acid damage.
1d6. That's a 4.
Her face begins to sizzle.
I'm actually really enjoying this. Which is real weird for me, of all people.
Behold, the duality of humanity. Or something like that. All right. So I need you to roll another grapple check for me, please. You're going to be, again, rolling at a plus 2.
That's 8.
Okay. So you don't, basically don't lock Aristique down any further. And now she starts clawing at, kind of her face and mostly Cedroa to try and get you off. And rolls absolute ass.
That's right.
7 on the die. So fails to dislodge you. Especially because your AC is very high right now. Because Cedroa is a very physical creature. And so it's hard to grapple. All right. New round. She has failed to dislodge you. Please do 2d4 plus 4 more damage as Cedroa squeezes
8.
Again. Okay. And do your d6 of acid.
I'm sorry. That's 7, not 8. And my d6 of acid is going to be 1.
Okay. Cedroa has finished encasing her head and is now squeezing mostly in the neck area while continuing to spread down across her shoulders, chest, and you feel... Because you can feel all of this, you can feel Aristique's ribs starting to get squeezed as well. Okay, roll another grapple roll.
That's a 15 plus 2 is 17.
Cedroa advances further and squeezes tighter. Aristique tries to get out. Does not roll high enough.
Oh, God!
So you can feel Aristique starting to move a little slower. Kind of, she stood up and knocked the chair over as part of this, but is... getting a little loopier on her feet. You think the oxygen deprivation might be getting to her. New round!
I'm killing an elf! Okay.
You had her in a grapple. Roll your 2d4 plus 4 damage.
Once again, that's 7.
And then roll your acid damage, please.
That's a 2.
Okay. So, Cedroa has finished sealing over, the face, the neck, the shoulders, and... the chest, and then grows two tentacles and wraps them around, pinning her arms to her sides, and squeezes even harder.
Oh, God!
That's when you feel another, more significant crunch as the ribs give out.
Oh, God!
And between that, probably some internal injury, because having your ribs broken usually is very bad for you. And the suffocation, she falls unconscious. And Cedroa eats her.
Oh, God. How long does this take?
A little while.
15 minutes.
Adam, Wit, and Aaron.
Yes.
Please all roll a D100 for me.
Oh,
and
God.
Just tell me what you get.
72.
11.
Oh, I also got 72.
Despite the 72 kismet thing, no guard comes by while you finish digesting this old woman for about 15 minutes. So, a couple of things that you get because you just killed and ate an old woman, and more importantly, for this, they were evil, which means Sidroa grows more powerful, because Sidroa can get bigger if they just eat normal creatures, but evil things, that's where the power's at. So, you get to choose.
Oh God, okay.
You can get some of Aristique's memories. You can absorb those into you as she dies. They might be fuzzy, they may be incomplete, you may just not know something that she knew, but you'll be able to roll a check to try and access those and see if there's something relevant. They won't be, you know, immediate. But she knows a lot of stuff, and she's very old and has been here the whole time, so she might know some cool things. Alternately, you can get skin and eyeballs. Sidroa can repurpose the remains, as I wrote, to make a reasonably convincing skin suit.
Oh, dear God.
It won't really look like Aristique.
It won't look like Wellesley.
Right. As I wrote it, just an elf who got way too much Botox. Kind of. You'd hit kind of the unsettling android, uncanny valley thing, probably.
Yeah.
But you would pass casual inspection.
Okay.
So you get the skin, the eyeballs, and you would borrow her skeleton as well. Which you can do now, but it won't be as good. Or you can get a little bit of your magic back by shredding just some bits of her soul as she goes in the afterlife. You would get 2 cantrip slots, 2 level 1 slots, and 1 level 2 slot. And you'd be casting as a 3rd level wizard. But you'd know all the spells you already know.
Obviously, that's what I'm going to take.
Okay. In that case, Sidroa would like to ask, would you like to use this conveniently available skeleton to give it some structure as it moves around?
Yes, but I don't want the skin and eyeballs thing happening because that's just... I'd rather be an ooze monster with a skeleton than an elf that can't pass inspection.
Close inspection.
Oh, there you go.
Walking down the street with your hood up, you'd be fine. But you have chosen magic. So, Aristique is digested in soul and body. Well, a little bit of soul. All body. And Sidroa now has a skeleton to use. You kind of look down at yourself. Well, yourself and Sidroa, the unit. As you stand up, your limbs are eerily thin and look too long for your body. You think the head is probably not the most, you know... approachable, not creepy thing ever. but it's hard to tell for sure. And yeah, so now you just need to leave.
Are we able to leave through the vent with the skeleton?
Because the skull could fit through, yes. Sidroa rearranges the skeleton into kind of a long,
snaky thing.
Yep, into a long, snaky thing and slithers up into the into the ventilation shaft, and you head away.
Actually, can I look before I do that? Can I look around at the room? What does it look like? Does it look like there was a struggle?
Make an intelligence check.
A little struggle or a big struggle? I'm an idiot. That would be 16.
On a prime. It looks like someone was killed over the span of about 30 seconds while actively struggling against their attacker.
Okay.
But there wasn't a lot to break, but like stuff's, you know, the food was knocked off the table. The chair was knocked back in a way that, you know, damaged both the chair and the floor. So it obviously wasn't intentional. Like, there is no blood. So you got that going for you.
So it just looks like something happened and then Aristique disappeared.
Quick, clean it up. And then it'll look like somebody killed a person and then cleaned it up.
You're not a forensic investigator. It's hard to say for sure, but it's not like there's blood everywhere.
Okay.
And, you know, a bloody footprint and handprints and a corpse with like cuts on its arms from a defensive struggle.
Okay. Like, okay. We are making our way through the vent. I'm going to ask Sidroa, and how are you feeling now?
Good.
You sound better.
Yes. Eating evil is delicious.
Well, I'm glad. I can't
also,
believe
he's got vocal cords to use. They're in there somewhere.
Just using a couple of small bones like a fucking mouth harp.
Aww.
Attuning it.
I like that.
I just want Sidroa to make the twangy rubber band noise that mouth harps make because I love them.
I don't know where to go now. Obviously, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb in the city. So, I tell you what, can I make my way back to Grix in my apartment without walking down a street?
Roll an intelligence check. You know it's probably possible, but you don't know the maintenance tunnels like the back of your hand, so.
Well, that's a 16. Again.
Probably. You start down the maintenance tunnels, but you won't be able to stick only to like ventilation shafts or, you know, drain pipes or whatever. You're going to have to go through maintenance tunnel areas that other people would use.
Okay.
So you're not going to be on the street, but you're not going to be completely out of the way.
Okay.
But all right, you slither off.
Slither off.
So, Wealthy,
mm-hmm.
As you're doing the slithering, you get a feel
for
your new Sidroa form.
Uh-huh.
You can now start rolling your physical checks as if you're back at level 7.
Okay.
Because Sidroa now has a skeleton to work with.
All right, so I'm at level 7.
Yeah. I'll have you roll your hit die later. You have a +2 bonus to con and a +2 bonus to strength when you're making those checks.
Okay.
And you have a 2x, you have 2 1d6 +2 tentacle arms.
Okay, wait a second. +2 bonus to strength and con?
Yes.
Tentacle arms?
They would be a d6, but you have that strength bonus, so they're 1d6 +2. These are pretty much your only attack, however.
Okay.
You also take reduced fall damage. We can get into it later. Don't drop super far, and you won't take it at all. You get a bonus to grapple, and you're a medium creature now. However, if you ever get taken to 0, the skeleton inside you will be destroyed.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be that all that hard to get a new one. It's a lot harder for me to get a new one anyway.
Down to 0.
Sounds like it would be a whole process.
When's the last time you tried to get a new skeleton?
Admittedly, it's been a while.
Yeah, I feel like you just don't do a whole lot of necromancy over there, my dude.
Okay.
I don't need judgment from you.
I'm not judging. I am stating facts.
We're trying to lead you to the opportunity. How many alchemists do necromancy? Chance to differentiate yourself in a crowded market.
Weird. What would that even look like?
I'd assume things you could pour on bodies to reanimate them and stuff, but I don't know for sure. And we'll never find out until Vons tries.
Well, Okay, that sounds good. So I would just, Sidroa and I would, well, Droa would just end up being another, just Uzi rather than Uzi with a skeleton.
Correct. You would no longer be able to take a remotely human form. You wouldn't have fingers anymore. You just have, Sidroa can do like a pseudopod thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so that would probably also mean that you could not cast spells with somatic components. If you got to move your hands in a fancy way and you don't have hands.
Okay.
All right. So I'll try to type this up and send it to you between now and next session as well. But all right. So you've slithered away and you've headed homewards.
I'm slithering.
Every other player character.
Yes.
You are in a clinic. In whatever neighborhood I said last.
I didn't take the note on which one that would be.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't know. I've not gotten there yet.
I feel like the rise could be good because I feel like we've already established that there's like a lot of maintenance behind the rise. And we've already established that have maybe gotten further enough down in those tunnels that the rise is like pretty high up.
Yeah.
Along the cone.
yeah, then people did take the shortcut of River. But yeah, the Rise sounds good. Wherever it was last time, it's not there anymore. It's at the Rise now. So you're at the Rise's clinic, and Steamboat Willie is there and looks like shit, but is alive, so that's always good.
Yay.
Let's see. Cool Vons is there, also pretty beat up, but conscious. Mephrymeeths are there, also beat up and conscious. No Aramith, no Cog. We're last seen making a dashing escape into the woods, and are fine as far as anybody knows. And Lucky is there and looks like ass, because she did go unconscious and was revived. I think that's the whole head count. Everyone that was out in that combat. And Wealthy is, of course, missing. And, unknowns to you, slithering in an oozy fashion.
Did you say all the player characters were here?
Yes.
Everyone except for Wealthy.
Except Wealthy.
Because who should come in the door after being informed at the end of our ambiguously canonical previous episode release order. But Grix and original recipe Vons and Jesse.
Oh my God, you guys look like shit.
Yeah. Hey, y'all okay? Is everyone here?
Where's Wealthy?
That reminds me. Steamboat Willie is actually sleeping and unconscious, so it doesn't have to play two characters in one scene.
Thank God.
He was also pretty far in the negative, so it would make a lot of sense.
Minus two.
Yeah. I forgot you only got that low. But all right. So yeah. Anyway.
Where the fuck is Wealthy? Like, the last I heard, she was planning to go up there, and did you run into her? Or she addresses Cool Vaughn specifically, since no one seems to know who to talk.
Yes,
and Steamboat Willie is passed out.
Well, she's got to be back there somewhere. I think she honestly, I don't know. I was looking for her. But we had to get out of there. I had to save as many people as I could.
Is she back out there? Do we need to go?
What? Yeah, what happened, man?
What?
Last I heard, Steamboat had, gone outside or something, and then Wealthy said he was up at the top of the mountain?
Yeah,
or something? There was mountaining. I don't know. Okay. Yeah,
it was a really long day.
So you found Steamboat. Clearly.
Yep, that took a while.
Meet up with see Wealthy, yes?
Yeah, we definitely saw Wealthy.
Okay. And so where is Wealthy now?
Can somebody remind me what Vaughn's actually Cool Vaughn's actually saw of Wealthy?
He would have seen Wealthy confronting the fuck off giant shadow creature
after throwing the sword in your general direction.
Yeah,
but probably not on purpose.
Like mentally,
telekinetically.
And I think that's the last that Cool Vaughn's would have really been aware of.
He was probably a little too far away.
He saw the whole at least some of the confrontation with the fuck off giant shadow knight, but not the entire thing, because he was at a different elevation for a big chunk of it, and he only got involved when people in that part of the battle were getting fucked up.
Yeah, he was scrambling to get to the
Yeah, you saw an explosion and ran over, and that was Wealthy's initial fireball.
Yeah.
You were in the fight for a while.
Yeah.
As Aaron said, eventually you did see Wealthy go and just telekinetically fling a giant sword out of a giant corrupted creature's hand. You probably weren't close enough to see Wealthy, crying in oil slick and having fully black eyes.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody was really close enough to that, except maybe one of the Frymeaths.
I think FM was close enough. Because basically there was are you good? And Wealthy's I'm great.
And then Frymeath was like, okay!
No. Nope! He noped out of there.
Like, something else is happening.
I am not required to say to this, and it would be better for the group overall if I don't. Bye! So you being unfamiliar with the ways of magic might just think, oh, throwing a giant sword out of a creature's hand is totally normal and chill. But yeah, you don't know what happened to Wealthy after that, except that she was being, you probably saw her start to get, well, you did see her start to get charged by the rider and the Pegasus, but you did not see how it ended.
Mm. But one of the Frymeaths might.
You check with the Frymeaths and neither of them saw how it ended. Either the last one up there was Prime Frymeath, who was grabbing Lucky and then bailing into the river. So I guess he can just talk.
Okay.
I did not see her ultimate fate, but she was not heading towards the river we were all trying to escape through.
Well, shit.
Oh, okay. So, like, what was she doing, though?
Like, she was fighting this big metal motherfucker.
Mm.
Like, that sounds so metal.
That sounds,
She even disarmed him, but, like, we kind of lost track after a little bit. We had too many people hurt.
Wait, Wealthy disarmed, like, a giant metal thing?
I think that's what happened.
Like, with a spell? Like a pew-pew?
I don't know. But between this giant metal guy and some goats for some reason, we were all pretty outgunned, so we had to get out of there.
So, like, Wealthy could be
hurt or out there still?
Hurt or out well, there somewhere? Or, like,
yeah,
dead
unless,
or something?
There's some other or, people
Or, like,
who
did
didn't
they
make
take
it
her?
Too.
Like, did they take her body?
Gosh, I hope not.
God, I hope. Oh, fuck. I don't want to kill her.
We should go out there, right? We should go back out.
Well, and there's also Aramith and the other guy, that kobold dude.
Oh, that yeah. May said Cog went with Wealthy too, so that makes sense.
Uh huh.
So where did they go?
Didn't see. I think they're safe.
I think one of the Frymeaths would have seen where they went.
Yeah, I think Prime Frymeath, especially because of the angles he was at. He says they escaped into the woods, Aramith and Cog.
Oh, well, I mean, like, the woods are a really good place to hide during a storm. So, like, that's not that worrisome for the most part.
Indeed, I would not be too worried about those two. They can keep themselves safe, especially if all they need to do is hide.
I'm pretty sure if it weren't for Wealthy, we'd all be toast.
That is also true. All right, did take the large creature's hand for a moment, which was strange.
Oh, man, she fucking loves talking to shit, doesn't she?
That is what I suspect happened as well.
Why does she do that? They're evil. It's bad. I don't know. What's the weather doing?
It is still a storm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think we should
go back out.
Do you think you could find your way back out to, like, wherever the fuck that was? Or, like,
who's least hurt?
Yeah, I think it's Cool Vons, actually.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's Cool Vons.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the Frymeaths, but they were all hit pretty hard.
I mean, we could do that, but I don't know if I'd recommend it with the storm and everything going on. Maybe if all of us were out there, but, like, they're not, like, all those soldier people out there, they're not fucking around.
Well, no, because it's their job. So, yeah. Like, unless they're bad at their job, they're not fucking around.
The ones,
and if they're still alive, they're probably, and if they're still alive, they're probably okay at their job, so.
Yeah, and they're not, you know, just fighting nothing. That's some serious stuff out there.
Well, I didn't bring, like, all my shit, so we'll have to go back to my place at least to grab stuff. Vons, regular Vons, not Cool Vons. Do you have, like, a bunch of, like, do you have, like, potions and shit? Or, like,
yeah.
Have you been, like, working on brewing stuff since we've been back? Which, I would like to remind everyone, it has been about a day and a half since we got back.
Assuming you can pay for them, you can brew one day's worth of potions.
Okay. I mean, yeah, they would have been the potions that were on autopilot when he was at Jesse's place or whatever, I imagine.
Yeah, you had a pretty good rhythm of, like, I do some brewing early in the morning and then...
Yeah, it's like when you're making kombucha, just sits there for like a week.
Yeah, you do some maintenance. Let the flavors marry and all that. So, yeah, please choose your potions as soon as possible, but you do have them.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I gotta go back home at least to grab my gear.
Yeah, but so are we meeting back up and going out? What's the plan? Like, we can't just leave Wealthy out there. We also gotta tell people, right?
What, that Wealthy's out there?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta swing by the brewery. How's, who else can we know? Lucky, yeah, you wanna come?
I mean, Lucky, like, almost died today, man.
Yeah, well, so did I.
And so I hear you guys do that all the time.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, we have a lot of training and shit. She looks around. Some of us have a lot of training and shit.
Greg cracks his knuckles.
Yeah, I think let's go out and, Cool Vons, you can help us find where Wealthy was, and we can see if there's, like, any evidence of her, right?
Yeah, we should tell the guards, like, at the gates and stuff, to spread word, too.
Like, that a missing Wealthy's, person. Like, like, missing outside?
Yeah. Like a missing person report type thing.
Yeah, I guess Vons, comma, Cool, is the only one who's really been out there, who is currently conscious.
No, the primates are conscious.
So. Oh, good.
And Lucky. So
do they remember? Yeah, they must remember how to find that same place.
Yeah, especially if you guys go up the way you came, like climb up the inside of the mountain and then exit at the same spot. They're positive they could between all of you determine you could definitely find it. So
good.
And that way you don't have to go from the outside and climb up an open slope, which is always nice.
Okay, cool. So why don't I go back to my place and get my shit? Grix, since you are like authoritative and shit, maybe you could tell the guards.
Yeah.
Vons can go grab whatever stuff been brewing today. And then I guess we could all meet back like at a place to like go back into the tunnels.
Yeah, sounds good. How long? How long do y'all need?
Let's do like, I mean, because it takes like a little bit to get between places right now because of lockdown. Why don't we plan to meet in like an hour?
Oh, okay.
Or like as soon as we can.
Yeah. Okay.
But like earliest is like an hour.
Yeah.
And we'll meet in the rise by the door that they came back in from.
Okay, they went through. Let's see. Yes, sure. You can also just meet at command, which is where they exited from originally to go the route they were going.
Yeah, okay, we could do that, I guess.
Sure. It'll pretty much be the same either way. You guys make a designation point.
Yes.
It's the rise, why not? Okay.
Okay, I just want to state for the record, I'm giving Wealthy an opportunity to be in the same place as any of the other characters. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I'm headed back to my apartment.
Yeah, so
yep, sounds good.
The fry meats go off to the Warrens to restock and we'll come back up. Lucky goes with them because that's where the... All right, so everyone goes their separate ways to get their shit.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Yes.
You go home to your apartment in Divinity.
Yes.
Very close by to where Wealthy and Grix live. Grix,
yes.
You're presumably also there. Getting your gear.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You are noodling through the ventilation shafts. Almost noodling. Home.
Noodling.
There were some close calls, but you made it. And you see in the hallway, as you cross over to get towards your apartment, through a vent, you see Jesse and Grix.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do anything with this information?
So they're in my apartment.
They are in the hallway outside of your apartment.
Okay.
Because they're going back to their places and have not quite arrived yet.
Okay. I'm going to go into my apartment, and I'm going to go into my bedroom, and I'm going to drop down into the bedroom, and I'm going to close the door and wait for Grix to come in.
Make a dexterity check. Remember, your current functional level is 7. To try to get all this done in a swift and sneaky fashion. Okay, stone doors are not known for being quiet.
Well, I'm not trying to hide from him either, so... Okay, so that's a 15 plus 7 is 22, and this was Dex?
Yes.
So that...
You don't have your plus 1.
I don't have my plus 1.
Yes, the draw has a plus 0 bonus to Dex.
Okay.
All right, so... Yeah, you slither along, you drop down, you quickly form up into enough of a bipedal thing with hands to close your door, and there you are. Grix.
Yeah.
You're home.
Yeah.
Make a wisdom check.
Wisdom check. Oh, real bad. 11. Almost as bad as I could get.
Yep, you're home. Ain't that neat? You start grabbing your stuff.
Cool. Wealthy,
you hear Grix outside your room.
I'm going to walk up to, I'm going to be at the door and I'm going to go, I'm going to try and talk. Grix.
Well, if you make a charisma check.
Oh God.
You're using your bonus for this, but you're still only rolling as level 7.
That would be a 13 on a not prime.
Grix, you hear a terrible voice coming from inside Wealthy's room. Kelly, if you would regale us for what it sounds like when Sadrua hasn't quite figured out how to convey your words. There you
Grix, hey.
So like a Muppet.
A little bit Muppety,
like
I guess.
Emo Phillips.
Oh God. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Hello. Hello. Hey. Who's there?
It's Wealthy. I'm
Emo Phillips.
This is good.
Incredible. Please.
No, I can't do it. I need to talk to you, but can't see me because things have gone a little off the rails here in just, you know, the past couple of, hours.
If you're shadow corrupt, you gotta tell me.
I'm not shadow corrupted. I do, I don't even have a body right now.
What?
That's not true. You have Sidroa's body.
I do.
I'm a cast light.
I'm not.
You see that Wealthy's door is closed.
Oh.
I'm not in my body. Apparently my body is dead.
Oh. Uh-oh.
That's what Sidroa told me anyway.
Huh.
It seems highly likely.
But yes. But we're talking to you, so that's okay. Like, that's fine.
Uh-oh. Ish.
Yeah. Alright, well,
I imagine I'm kind of disturbing to look at.
Yeah, I mean, we saw what that kind of looked like a little bit. With the...
No, this is really kind of different.
Yeah, but I just imagine, like, totally. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna call for the others, and we'll figure out what to do here.
Okay!
Yeah, so, I'm gonna... first of all, is Bartholomew around?
Yep, he poked his head out of his little rat house when he started having this conversation. It has continued to grow in complexity and size on your windowsill. You guys have been gone. And... goes up and is ready to go.
Excuse me. Yeah, hey, Bartholomew, you got all that? Let me give you a bit of a note and send you off. Everyone was gonna meet back up in this spot and in about an hour and head there and you know, let them know what's up and that they should come back here. and we'll figure out what to do.
Bartholomew takes your note and heads off. Jesse.
Also, reminding you specifically.
Nope, hang on. It's the, no, I don't remember.
Okay. Jesse.
I was going to remind you specifically that Jesse does live like directly above you. She lives.
Oh, in yeah. What was it? Yes. Yeah. No, I'm gonna, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go tell Jesse and you go to the spot to meet everyone out to meet Vons.
Bartholomew.
Right.
Nods and heads off. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I was just getting my stuff.
Yeah.
What's up?
So Wealthy's here.
Oh, that's great.
Wealthy is.
Oh, thank fuck. Oh, I really didn't want to have to go back out.
Yeah. Well, Wealthy is, not, herself. her body might be dead, but her body might be dead, but she is in Sidro with a thing in her arm.
She, ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But what? I don't know what that means. So it seems hopeful because I talked to her. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I just said Bartholomew to get Vons and then grab others who are whole and awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra's tits this day is fucking bad, man.
Who?
My goddess.
Oh.
The goddess of the temple you live inside.
Goddess of the temple we live in.
It's just a place for us to live.
I don't know. Could be someone else by that name.
Okay.
Could be the one down at the laundromat. I don't know.
Okay. Do you want me to come?
Yeah, you should come and talk to her too. Yeah.
That sounds really bad, man.
Okay. Yep.
Can I bring my wife?
Sure. Okay. Probably the more the merrier, because like I don't know. What makes you feel better when you're dead? More people around you? I don't know. More life?
Well, she's really good at like knowing magic shit, so probably that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, between her and the Jinkies and we got lots of people.
I go to Happiness and I say, hey, so you know how we had like a lot of fun this morning.
Oh, is the other shoe dropping?
I think everything's got about to get really weird and you know like magic stuff, so could you come downstairs and figure out what's going on with Wealthy being one of instead of herself being the ooze monster that was living inside of her.
Okay, but hang on. Is it happiness or is it kindness?
That's a great question.
Because now I can't remember and I panicked.
I think it's kindness.
Uh-huh. I think you're right. It's, I think it's kindness. I think I fucking can't remember the name of my own wife and that's on me. But also...
So,
kindness. I just would like love it if you like, because it's, I'm like scared of this thing, but also like Wealthy was like real chill about it for a really long time, so I don't think it's like bad, but also like the fact that she's not alive,
being dead's never good,
it's really weird. Happy, it sounds like she's not alive.
Damn it.
Ruined.
That's in my brain. Okay.
Sorry, so happiness
is her nickname. It's kindness, happiness.
No, because so. Kindness gets up, takes her hand, says, let's get my bag, gets her bag, and you head on back to Grix's place.
Okay, great.
With a bag.
She needs her notebooks, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah, she does. Super smart, hot, tiny wife.
Hell yeah. Wealthy.
What's her name?
Kindness.
Okay.
Her name is my wife.
There we
narrator,
go.
No.
I mean, I have referred to her as my wife more than I have referred to her as anything else.
It's the Borat-esque intonation that I would object
to. I know.
So I can't physically stop you. Do they
Wait, what's wrong? Did Borat do something problematic?
No, it just feels overplayed. Just, I don't know.
It just is not a reference, I guess, we want to make in Year of Our Lord 2025.
It's time for another one, though, right?
We have to fight Griffin McElroy for it.
Yeah, we do. It's true.
The host of some other smaller tabletop RPG podcast you've probably never heard of. Anyway, all right. You head on back to Grix's apartment. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
There are people entering your apartment.
Oh, God.
Hey, Wealthy.
Hi, Cassie. How are you?
Oh, God,
I do sound like you.
I don't even know right now. Are you okay?
Well, I feel, you know, pretty good for maybe being dead.
Oh, yeah, you seem like you're, like, really super not alive right now, my dude.
Well, you haven't seen me, so, you know. Why is...
You wanna, like, look at us? Can we see you?
Who all's out there?
Well, Kindness is here, because she, like, knows magic shit. And, there's Grix. And me. And I promise I won't scream.
Well, I won't take it personally if you do.
Okay.
So I'm gonna come out, I'm gonna open the door, and I'm gonna stick my disturbingly wrong head out the door.
Oh.
Hi.
Wow. Oh wow, hi.
It looks like it's half a featureless, elongated, you know, ovoid and with a hint of skull though, scattered throughout. Huh. Just enough to make it weird. Sidro is not doing fully even coverage. Also, the limbs are too long. Everything's too skinny and angular and moves wrong. Also, there's no breathing.
Like, really reminds me of when we, like, fought the part of that guy thing. Yeah. Before it got inside you.
Actually,
Or after?
It was already inside me. You were fighting the other half of it.
Oh, sorry, bro. Seems like you got better.
Well, yeah, might be. Anyway, Citroa said that maybe the emissary might have stomped on my body. Does anybody know if that's true?
I don't know. No. We can go look. We're gonna get with Vons and go look and see, try to find you.
Do you want us to do that?
Well, it might help. I don't know how resurrection type stuff.
Do we know any necromancers, or does anybody know necromancy? I mean, I don't think there's too much of a problem bringing my body back. Because I just want to get back in it. We know where the soul is.
We should go get it. Like, put it on ice or something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like, here's the question.
Yeah.
Where did you get that skeleton?
You know, that's something we can talk about later. I'm sure you'll figure it out when the news hits.
What?
What? Hang on.
What does that mean? Wealthy, what does that mean? Hey.
Okay, so Wealthy gets a little hysterical here because she's figuring it out. Oh my god, I killed Aristique and I am walking around with her skeleton in an ooze monster. I'm not really alive anymore, but here I am. So she's getting a little hysterical.
Sure.
As you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kindness, can you do anything to help this at all?
The hysteria, the body.
All of it? Any of it?
I am a laboratory scientist that I can try, so...
Start in one place, work your way around...
Gonna say she is slowly circling Wealthy and as much as she can and, you know, taking notes. So you left your body?
Apparently, that's what Sidroa tells me anyway. I wasn't really conscious for that whole interlude.
Okay. Do you know what kind of creature Sidroa is?
Sidroa, do you know what kind of creature you are? Can you give us a little bit more, something a little bit more specific than ooze monster?
I am Sidroa.
He says he is Sidroa. They are Sidroa. I'm falling into patriarchal patterns here.
Happens to the best of us, and we have exited our bodies. Okay, so probably a magical creature, given that you're still alive. I don't suppose any gods owe you any favors that would have caused something like this to happen.
No, just as far as I know, it's just Sidroa, who's not a god, right?
No.
Who's not a god? Tells me he's not a god. I have to believe what they're telling me.
Okay. And Sidroa was in your body originally, and that symbiosis, collaboration, cohabitation was working fine. You were in control of your body. It was still your body back then.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not like the body would reject Sidroa or vice versa.
It tells me my body was basically hurt beyond its ability to heal, and it wanted to get away, so it grabbed me, which I am eternally thankful for, and then it just has me in what is in its body.
See, like, you don't remember, like, what happened before Sidroa, like, took you out of your body?
No, there was, oh god, there was a lot of stuff going on. And I start laughing hysterically again, because it's just too weird it's just too weird.
But, like, to Sidroa, but Sidroa remembers what was happening, but you don't remember what was happening?
I do not. Is there any way, you, Sidroa, can talk to them without me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
A second, snake-like, with no particularly infringing features. Head grows out of roughly where the, you know, next to the wealthy
Jesse
skeleton skull head.
Jesse just grimaces and kind of,
yes,
like,
hello.
Looks like she might start crying or throwing up at any moment. She really hates this shit.
So do you have a better explanation of what happened? And what the status of Wealthy as an entity is?
Wealthy was unconscious, and then some sort of darkness flooded out from within her. Different darkness, not me. Not corruption. Something else.
Like a third darkness. So we got three kinds of darkness now. Okay, yep, yeah, no, great, fine. Sure. Yeah.
And
that's mega fucked, but okay.
I tried to be armor for her body, and whatever the darkness was, it felt that she gave in to it. Felt that feeling throughout me, and then it was very, very powerful.
The other thing in her that came out of her and took, yes, control or whatever?
Yes, the magic was devastating, but there
they
is only,
like,
so much
her body.
There's only so much a small body can do against large hooves and spiked fists and stomping.
Yeah, stomping's really bad.
Have you ever seen the corruption seem hurried before, frantic? This is directed at Jesse.
Nah, I mean, like, usually it just, like, you know, is sort of, like, relentless, like how you get a cat to like you.
This seemed overly energetic for the corruption. Normally, from what I have seen, they're very implacable, but this one seemed hurried almost. It was very strange. It also...
So, like, it really, really wanted to get rid of whatever this darkness in her was?
That would be my guess.
Oh, that's fucking scary, man.
But I flee before I saw the final fate of the
body that we shared.
Oh, I would have been like, really? I mean, I respect that you wanted to get away, and thanks for saving Wealthy or whatever happened here. Kind of wish you'd at least, like, hidden and found out what happened. Because at least then we could know, like, if they, like, totally demolished your body or, like, took it over or whatever.
It was not far from demolished when I left, but the thing inside it kept knitting back together in strange ways. So
there's something that, like, the corruption is even more afraid of in Wealthy, in her body?
Possibly. I do not know if... I did not get the distinction it would give up the body easily, but...
Well, I mean, you wouldn't give up her body very easily either, so I guess that makes sense.
Yes, but I'm not nearly as powerful as this thing.
Cool.
It seemed expedient to leave for several reasons.
Okay, great. And like, how the fuck did you get the skeleton?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, who the fuck is the skeleton inside of you right now, my dude?
I believe it is one named Aristique.
Oh, what the fuck?
Sidroa doesn't know to lie.
I know. It didn't occur to me that I needed to tell it not to lie.
An evil
Jesse,
woman,
like, visibly
seems.
Recoils. Like, she backs up to the back edge of the room. Like, she backs up to the wall. Where is the rest of her?
Consumed?
Oh, Jesse, like...
Wow.
Jesse runs to the bathroom and throws up.
And in that beat, hey, Grix, there's a knock on your door.
Hey, I go open it.
Hello, everybody else.
Hey. Like, everybody else?
Bonds is.
Okay.
Friends. Hey. Lucky.
Okay.
Oh, we're all at... We're all at...
We're all at the short...
Yeah.
We're all at Grix's door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to
hey, Wilson lives here too.
This is a very busy hallway.
Well, not anymore. She doesn't. Does she live here anymore? That's a good question.
That's probably a good question.
So yeah, the Primates crawl in and sit down. Vons, you have to stoop.
You can, squat walk. You don't have to crawl.
It keeps hitting my ears, the ceiling. It's
no, I mean the Primates.
This is easier for them to get to a destination and then just be in one place. Both of them observe the terrifying, weird creature that Wealthy has become.
Vons gets a bucket. I mean, either for the creature that Wealthy's become or in case he feels nauseous. We're not sure what's going to happen first. Yeah, a bucket seems useful right now. Let's get two. Let's get two buckets.
Jesse returns from the bathroom. sees Frymeath and the other Frymeath and just at this point she starts laughing hysterically because she's like, oh no. Oh no. Oh god. Oh my god.
That's not great.
Oh no. Am I allowed to tell them?
I mean, we gotta.
Aristique.
Well,
not necessarily Wealthy.
Yeah.
Sidroa ate Aristique because Aristique was evil.
It was your idea.
Okay. Yes.
Do we hear that out loud?
Yes.
Oh boy.
So Zidroa is part of this conversation.
Yeah, that's thanks. What I figured.
I'm so glad that you found a way for Zidroa to be involved in the actual conversation.
I was going to say, I think they might have actually done this before, but it had been a long time. I can't remember for sure. Anyway, yeah.
So yeah, Jesse like looks at the Frymeaths.
Yeah, how's the reactions across the?
Let's all roll for the Frymeath. Prime Frymeath goes first. That is quite the result. Okay. FM looks
disturbed. Extremely. I don't know what rolling 94 out of 100 means for Prime Prime.
It's a big reaction.
I think he just goes, that is not how I expected her to go.
I mean, like, I don't know how anyone could have expected her to go that way, man.
Yeah, wasn't on my bingo card.
What's bingo?
I may need to sit with this.
Yeah, yeah. It's heavy. It's a lot.
Anyway, there's like also like a thing that was a different darkness than Sidroa or the Shadow Corruption that had been controlling Wealthy's body before everything fucking went down and her body died or whatever. Or at least before Sidroa took Wealthy out of her body. And
you sounded like me there, Jess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you fucking said a lot of shit, my dude. You have said a lot of fucking shit. Anyway, this other darkness apparently was so bad that the Shadow Corruption was urgently trying to get rid of it, which is weird in my experience. So yeah, also, Sidroa just told us that, the Shadow Corruption, the darkness was, like, re-knitting her back together. So that's cool. Huh.
Yeah, so what do we do about all this?
Yeah. Where did the darkness come from?
I was dreaming, and there was a doorway, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, which is how I seem to get into a lot of these problems. And I just went through the door, and it took me over.
Huh.
That sounds all metaphysical.
I turn to kindness again. Anything?
Well,
oh, yeah, this is kindness. I don't know if everybody's met her. Probably you all have.
Hey, kindness.
Sorry, I keep thinking your name is Happiness.
You might have called her Happiness, because every once in a while I just feel like she's so happy. Happiness.
I get that a lot. Hello, everyone. I'm Kindness. I'm Jesse's wife. I significant glance at Vaughn's, because I think this has gotten passed along to her at some point. I work for a pharmaceutical laboratory, alchemy, so this is a little outside of my skill set, but I'm the one who's here. So I don't have a lot. Something being afraid of the corruption, being afraid of anything, is virtually unheard of. I'm sure it's not just Wealthy, you couldn't cast anything with your magic that would have caused something like that, right?
Honestly, I don't know. I was, like I said, I was unaware.
Yes, but that was
nothing. I don't know any spells. I don't know any spells that would have scared the darkness. Otherwise, I'd have used them before.
So if it's not a spell, or at least it's not an arcane spell, which means it's not a wizard or an illusionist thing, I suppose it could be divine. Although the darkness has not historically been particularly afraid of divine casters or the gods. That's why there aren't a lot of them left, from what I understand. So, but that would be my best bet. Or something outside of either of those. There's a lot of undiscovered things in the world. There could be magic we don't know about.
Well, Sidroa doesn't know what it is either.
Is it anything to do, like, when I communed with the darkness, when I communed with the corruption, there was that whole thing that they were flying through space and there was, like, an evil that they felt? It sounds like that, right?
There was, in fact, something in the darkness that made them afraid. You remember that, yes.
Man, you guys talk to that shit too much.
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh yeah, I heard you talk to that thing. The fuck off big one. Holy.
Oh, I had a theory and I was wrong.
You wanna tell us what your theory was? Like maybe you
I thought that perhaps the corruption wanted to save people from being dead, but apparently, no, it just wants to take people over and consume.
Hmm.
Gives relentless consumption a bad name.
Jesse stares at the tendril that is Sadroa and goes, huh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I am a predator, I'm not a plague.
I don't know, man. It looks pretty much the same from where I'm sitting.
Understandable, if incorrect.
Jesse looks a little too long at Sadroa and like gets the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
I would really like to find out if my body is usable. Can we find it and make it into a usable body again through some means? I don't know, because I never studied necromancy.
Yeah, that sounds good. We should learn how to do that.
Jesse just like stares at you and is like, I guess if you like really want to figure out how to do necromancy, it's not like you're not already kind of doing necromancy with that old lady's bones.
There's no magic involved beyond the innate magic Sadroa has.
Jesse just stares at you and like gestures your entire form right now.
It's innate magic. There's no necromancy going on.
But like, if we put you back in your body, isn't that going to be like constant innate necromancy?
Well, hopefully we could make my body alive and then there would be no necromancy. Necromancy would have brought it back, but wouldn't make it continue. I'm hoping!
Original recipe, Vons.
Yeah.
Lucky tugs on your sleeve. Can we make a potion work on a dead body?
I mean, yeah. Glue. Glue works great.
A healing potion.
Oh, healing potion. I mean, it'll heal what's there. It'll do something. Just, I mean, unless they have to drink it. It'll have to be like a contact thing. And then it's like healing cells, I guess. I don't know if it'll bring them back to life, though.
So I guess we could try pumping it into them as a delivery system, but...
Hmm.
Oh, okay. I was hoping there was some secret alchemy knowledge I didn't know yet.
I mean, I haven't found it yet.
Maybe. I was going to say, maybe this could be our big discovery, but I'm not 100% sure this is what I want to be known for.
Yeah.
Also, like... I mean, you do have all of those students down on the ground. It might take a while, but you could find a way to get them to work on it.
Yeah, get one of them to go into an entirely different field of, advanced research.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're suggesting that we do.
No, we're suggesting that we're
trying to do right now.
Hire someone. We hire someone. We're to Temple District.
I mean, why play God when we've met one that one time?
Yeah. Maybe
he can help.
That God emphatically wanted nothing to do with any part of the afterlife shit. Only reason Erisine visited him when she died is because he was literally the only God she had any, any concept of.
I think we should talk to people. I think we should talk to the Jenkies. I think that they'd have at least an idea of where to start.
All right. I mean, if nothing else, we can feed her body back to this thing, and then there's like bones and skin and stuff happening, and at least she's all in one place.
I think Sadroa always only ever wanted to eat evil. So, well, but Wealthy did a murder now.
Well, do I count as evil?
Wealthy did do a murder now.
No, I don't think
so. Sadroa, do I count as evil?
Not yet.
Not that evil.
Well, that's reassuring.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to determine what the boundary of evil is. We're going to have you do increasing acts of horribleness. And we're going to see at what point Sidro. Okay, this is interesting.
It may have gotten iffy there.
we're gonna perfectly determine Ian's real life
real life ethical boundaries. Moral compass.
Yeah.
Narrator. Part of the reason that Wealthy would not be considered evil right now, well, it's twofold. One, we haven't really used alignments in this game, and two, Sidroa is a predator that eats things.
Yeah.
Wealthy presenting the target is iffy, but yeah.
Sure. No, I understand.
Also, if you, yeah, but she was
also
evil.
It would derail the game also, as hell if Sidroa tried to eat itself.
Also, if you kill evil, that does not in turn make you evil, which is why punching Nazis is always morally the correct thing to do.
Correct.
This is correct.
So what are we doing for Wealthy here? We gotta...
I guess we're going outside and finding her body.
Okay.
And then...
Maybe people who are real bad hurt should, like, stay inside and go talk to...
Yeah, go talk to the Jinkies.
And the clerics and...
Yeah. Find out what we need to get from, you know, to be able to, like, revive her or yeah. whatever.
Prime Primeath says, I'll canvass the neighborhood. I need to make funeral arrangements anyway.
Yeah, let's know what you need for that.
Like, what, nobody, like, saw her do it? So, like...
There's not much left at the scene of the crime.
What if they think that, like, Aristique, like, escaped jail or something?
I will refrain from openly inquiring.
Sure.
And we will see how things go.
Yeah. Wow, this is, like, so much more complicated than
yeah.
I could possibly have guessed. Oh. Grix?
Yeah?
You have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I didn't... I wanted to go, too.
Oh, no, you can't leave.
No, I cannot.
Oh, dude, you can't leave this room. How'd you get in here?
There are a lot of vents and sewers and means of getting around the city that are mostly not visible to normies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go anywhere that children can see you, because they will start screaming.
Yeah, I figured that. That's why I didn't want to come out of my room.
Yeah, sorry, I got upset.
Well, I would be upset too. I don't have a mirror, so... And, you know, I'm still adjusting to the fact that I don't have a body.
You have a significant portion of one inside of you now.
Yes.
Did Sidroa say that out loud?
Yes.
Jesse just like...
kind of does that gaggy thing.
Yeah, like definitely like has like another like full body just like convulsive. Like... Ugh.
Yeah, the whole room has just been dealing with... and...
Lucky's just been going around passing out the alchemical equivalent of, like, just anti-nausea meds.
Yeah.
Here.
Dramamine.
Yep.
I imagine OG Vons is fine. He's surrounded by muck, but...
He was, like, so aggressively against Sidroa when we first met Sidroa.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. That's his problem right there. It's just we're talking to this goo. But you don't talk to goo.
You clean it up.
You don't make deals with goo.
You cook it until it becomes something else.
Exactly. Goo's an ingredient.
Goo's an ingredient.
But yeah, new Cool Vons is... so far, he's swallowed it a couple times, and he's reasonably satisfied with that. But it's... Yeah. He's thinking about finding the bathroom.
All right, well.
Yep, I think we need to head out.
So, who is going out to the outside to find Wealthy's body?
Oh, I think Jesse's got to go with that group.
Yeah, and Grix.
Well, where's Sidroa going? Is Sidroa staying here or going out there?
Going out there.
Don't leave this room, Jesse says.
Nope. I'm going out there. I gotta see the body. I gotta know that I'm, you know, what I'm looking at here.
Can we, like, put a code on it or something?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We gotta have that one somewhere from when we were, like sneaking cloak into the movies.
Like a big cloak.
Oh.
I'm sure one of Jesse's cloaks would be fit for purpose here.
Sure.
Oh, but then I'll get Sidroa goop all over it.
Is it a dry goop or a goopy goop?
It doesn't leave, like, slime trails, if that's what you're asking.
There you go. That's what I was asking.
It's wet to the touch, but it doesn't, like, get absorbed.
Wet to the touch, so you get, like, a good slapping sound out.
Or I don't know. Like, I guess it would be kind of a cool feeling.
Like a Play-Doh.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to put it. Like
silly putty.
Play-Doh, silly putty, like wet clay, but... Or like ceramics, that's...
It doesn't get cool everywhere, it just is squishy, and
silly putty is probably a good point of view, although less like tacky, as in sticky. But yeah, okay, so no Jesse coats. You'll be able to find something. But okay, so we got Jesse, Grix, Wealthy / Sidroa. Original Recipe Vons, are you joining the body search party?
Yeah, this seems appropriate. You guys could use my help.
Okay. And then Wealthy can probably be your guide going up there. FM will volunteer to go with you guys too, so you have a second person who knows where you're going. Okay. And then Cool Vons, where do you want to end up?
I mean, I have to help out, right? Like, you guys.
Okay. So all conscious player characters will be heading outside next time, and some other people will go and try to figure out how to subtly ask, "Hey, you know any necromancers?"
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I'm cool. If you are a necromancer, it's fine. But all right. So, we'll pick up there next time.
Jesus Christ.
This is the weirdest thing.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Maybe Radar would... Maybe he'd like a little bit more. Maybe it'll also reassure him that we didn't vanish or become just voices.
Radar just has a very reasonable fear of ghosts.
I can't see you. You're probably a ghost. I can hear you, but can't see you. Ergo, ghost.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but Wealthy does not want to be Sidroa. I would really like to be Wealthy again.
Here's a different question. If given a choice, you have to choose one: being Sidroa or being Wealthy dead. Which one do you choose?
I would choose Sidroa.
Oh, good. I guess right.